Blog Talk Radio.
You have a side that's safe for her to go out of state. Now she's in and you can celebrate. A side that's getting your life in sync. Someday retire and hit the link. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our third annual honors at ONE Broadcasting for the first time out of Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I'm your narrator, ONE Commissioner Angela Thomas-Smith. Tonight, before we go into the ceremony, we must, with all due honorable mention to an Internet broadcasting legend. For almost 8 years, she has anchored this historic network with current events, news prowess rarely seen in alternative radio, which have garnered 28 all-time network connection records, with ultimately worldwide recognition of the highest level from the Office of Looking Glass Entertainment, Ngozi Time Multimedia, LLC, and the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, bestow all honor upon its 2020 broadcaster nominee, Antonia Best. At first, honor the continuous legendary body of work in worldwide broadcasting of this elect individual. 2018 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee with mastery of our network excellence. 21 all-time connection record, 5 year, 3 month of experience, the all-time best in category. With pleasure, with all, we are all pleased to announce the ascension of our own, the 2020 International Internet Hall of Fame, a lifetime achiever in broadcasting, Andrea Presley. Presenter, limit comments to 4 to 5 minutes, please. Now to present her into excellent prominence is the CEO of Alternative Radio Programming at Viper Network, Larry Mr. Automatic Tasmatic Shepherd.
You're on the live right now, Larry.
Okay. How's it going tonight?
How are you?
I am doing just fine. While I, this historic event, it's an honor to speak on one of the greats, Andrea Presley. And, you know, I used to give her the nickname, the Troublemaker. You know, and I always been such a fan of her work, of her bringing the news, and she's just a constant professional. So, yeah, so, you know, I'm honored to bring a poem to her. And I want to know, will it be now that I bring the poem, or?
Yeah, you can go ahead and read the poem right now. You have like 3 minutes.
3 minutes? Oh, that's all I need. All right. I'm going to call this poem, Who That, You That. Yes, who that, you that, who that, you that. So powerful, so honorable, come with that flow, let it be known. Right in your zone, everything shown. Yes, take it to another level. Just everything right now, just be so special. Who that, you that, who that, you that, who that, you that. Yes, you're one of the best, never settle for less. So impressive, one of the selective, just doing your thing. A queen around the arena, you know how it is, it's time. So go ahead and do it, bring the news, yes. Who that, you that, who that, you that, who that, you that. This time is yours. Now go ahead and step in the sunlight. The time is now. Showing that appreciation. Now check out the situation. This is your day. Yes, indeed, you're blessed. And the love that come around. I gotta let you know. I gotta let it be known, because who that, you that, who that, you that, who that, you that, all around that, who that, you that, who that, you that, that kind of flavor all around, much love, much appreciation,
wow,
much everything. Now go ahead and get that, okay? You there, I caught you.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Larry, Mr. Automatic Cosmetic Shepherd, for that. I tell you, she is that with 71 all-time connections. Now to present her in excellent prominence is CEO of Alternative Radio Programming at Sound City Radio and Charter Broadcasting Member at Beverly Nation Online Radio. Will of God.
Wow. Welcome, ONA listeners, to a well-established, once-in-a-lifetime 2020 event. See, y'all just don't understand. I myself, Will of God, a.k.a. DJ Chill, will have the honors of congratulating and introducing you to my only, not just my only, but a very well-known true friend, Andrea Presley, better known to everybody else as Wonder Dre. Now, she's going to receive this special award nominated by Brother O, a.k.a. DJ Orlasky, called the Governance Award. And this is only on the Beverly Nation and Damon Network on Blog Talk Radio. But what y'all really don't understand, all y'all listeners, is that this young lady has been through a lot. But the best thing about life is where you want to be. And right now, I thank every listener for taking time to appreciate what we're about to do. Now, every individual out there has been through something. But this young lady, she lived through a lot. And we must rejoice and give praise to God because she's still here. See, I know her through the days of trials and tribulations, through the days when she actually lost her mom. And I've seen different scenarios of life where not only did she take it on the chin, but she knew how to walk away with a smile on her face. This is one night we're never going to forget. And it's December 1st, 2020. Now, I know y'all watched and received the different shows that Andrea Presley has done, better known as One Andrea, such as Andrea Presley NSR, where she had the most prolific interviews with the most outstanding people who are hope to God they're here today. And I know for a fact that y'all have, all y'all men out there, had a little chip on your shoulder when she came out with Sophisticated Ladies, when she just totally had to make every man out there feel awkward or say, well, damn. You understand? This night is a special night. And this lady,
amen,
not only is she about to evolve, because 2020 is just the beginning, we move into 2021. She's about to move forward, especially for new shows, if you take time to comprehend and go back in time and listen to every show that she ever created, not only on this network, but on the other networks. See, y'all don't have a clue, but she did this thing way back on other networks, and it was extravagant there too. But tonight, you have to understand, when a person can take all types of hits and find out if your friend is a friend or not a friend and still take it on the chin, you have to honor a woman with the Governance Award. I would love to let y'all know that if you ever get a chance to walk with Andrea Presley, talk with Wanda Dre, your light will shine. She's not suspect. She's not bougie. She is so down to earth that all of y'all will say, wow, I love her. This night, we all shall appreciate her. And I'll be darned if you don't. So to give it one more time and to make it authentic and to make it official, December 1st, 2020, on this special night that you're never going to get again, please take time and give your hands, if you got hands, put them together for my buddy, my true friend, Wonder Dre Betty Nunes, Andrea Presley. Oh, my God. Let's get it.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know how they say you got to give somebody their flowers while they're here. So I'm definitely thanking you guys for sharing your thoughts and giving your thoughts on her today and honoring her while she's yet alive. And I want to present at this time the 2020 International Internet Hall of Fame, a lifetime achiever in broadcasting, Miss Andrea Preston.
Good evening, everyone. Oh, my gosh, I am so floored. The intro was awesome. Like, you killed it down. loving it. Thank you so much, everyone, all my family hosts. You guys are family, y'all friends. To my listeners out there, thank you. I would not even be in this position if it wasn't for you guys as well. I just think and, you know, thank God, you know, I thank God for Brother O, who has been a great, you know, trainer and broadcasting and, you know, getting us all prepared for these days. And, you know, I'm just happy that I am here tonight to celebrate. Thank you, Brother Larry. I love that. Who that? We that. Who that? We did. I love that. That was so nice. I love that. I was getting my jam on and getting my tissues out crying when Will was saying what he had to say. It was just beautiful. Thank y'all all so much for all the love. I appreciate it. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you and congratulations. At first, we want to honor the continuous legendary body of work and the worldwide broadcasting with the mastery of our network. Excellent. 59 all-time connection records in span of 3 years and 6 months. Second all-time in the ONE Hall of Champions, in which she held an unprecedented feat of 22 consecutive all-time connection records in a linear year. First to do such, with tremendous impact of alternative radio live saved and delivered through outright preparation and dignity. We honor him certain on this occasion from the office of Looking Glass Entertainment and Gozy Time Multimedia LLC and the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame bestows all honor upon its 2020 unanimous broadcasting enshrining Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. Magic Man Haru. Now to present him in excellent prominence is the proud wife of our recipient, Valerie Boyd Felton.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Welcome. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. I am great. You have the floor at this time.
Yes. It's nice meeting you. Nice talking to you. I've known my amazing husband for over 23 years, and I've always known he was destined for greatness. It's one thing to have a dream, but it's another to take action and turn those dreams into reality. My amazing husband is a dreamer, but he's also a doer. Watching my amazing husband achieve this goal fills my heart with joy. I congratulate him on his achievement, and I'm so happy to share this special moment with him. I knew he will always accomplish what he set out to do. And I will always be there for him. I'm his number one supporter, and I love him, and I will really appreciate everyone still continuing to listen to him that he wants to get to the world. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for those wonderful words. Thank you for those wonderful words. Now to present him into excellent prominence is teacher, guidance counselor, and personal friend, Benjamin Ferguson.
Well, 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 well. What a night, what a night, what a night. The magic man, Homie Bakatoon. Wow, I'm just amazed right now. One of the things, I'm honored to be here, for one, to be able to speak for him. I was in shock when he called me in and asked me to be a speaker on a show for him. You know, I have a lot of respect for the master sound therapist, you know. We go back probably a good 4 years now, you know, when I first met him. You know, it was down from that moment, you know, that we were going to be close. One of the things that happened that same day that we met, there was a huge split that happened in Africa. You know, the land from Malawi all the way down the southern parts of Africa had split. And I was like, man, that says something to me. You know, we remained close and good friends since then. You know, he's always been the utmost respectable person that I've known. You know, I was coming from St. Louis, going to Atlanta, you know, and I was driving at night and I got tired, you know, and I had never met him personally in person, you know, so I gave him a call, you know, he was on the way. So I gave him a call and asked him, can I come by and just rest for a little while? You know, he opened his doors to me, let me in. You know, and that was just beautiful to me. You know, I always keep him in the forefront of my mind, you know, and all that we do. You know, I finally moved here to Tennessee, to Nashville, where he's at, you know, which is even better because we get to see each other now, get to be around each other and help one another out in this world because, you know, we all go through things. And he's been a help for me just as much as I've been a help for him, you know. I love the Magic Man, and I'm proud of him for being in the position that he's in now. 2020, new vision. He hit that mark. Now he's International Radio Hall of Fame. Now it's a new vision to accomplish now. You know, take it further. Do more. Be more. You are more. You know? I really appreciate this. And I'm much honest.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on and sharing. Beautiful words. Beautiful words. I tell you, it's an honor to be able to honor someone while they're yet alive. So I thank you guys for coming on and sharing. Now we present him into excellent prominence. Finally is poet, motivational speaker, son of our recipient, Daquan Felton.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you tonight?
I'm well. How are you? Hope all is well.
I am blessed.
Thank you for having me. And I am grateful to be here, and I am very excited for my father for being able to get into the Hall of Fame for what he's been doing. He's been very vigilant in staying consistent. I remember when he first told me about the internet radio and with him having an interview with DJO. And, you know, it's amazing to see it come full circle, you know, with it being 2020, you know, everybody hearing a lot of bad stuff, but this is something phenomenal to celebrate. And like you said, giving people their flowers while they can smell them. So I'm honored to be here and to help present this, to help bring this presentation to him because he deserves it. I know with going on, things probably was things probably shifted, probably had more plans on celebrating the things, but I hope that you're celebrating with Valerie. Let's see. Like I said, like I'm very happy for you, Pop. Every time I tuned in, you always been dropping knowledge, dropping gems, and you have helped spark my love for writing, and I thank you for that. And I remember you taking us to Cat and D's every Thursday, Kids Eat Free, and we would I remember one time you took us there and you played us a song, and I was just so blown away when you played that song. It was called Mentally Disturbed, and the sounds was really touching, and that like really helped spark my love for hip hop that day. I forgot the age that I was, but I know that day I remember vividly when you played it, and it sparked my love for rapping. And so I did write a little piece. It's not complete, but this is what I have right now. It's titled Hall of Fame. A vet entering into the Internet Hall of Fame. Like Magic is the man, broadcasting from Cali like the Lakers. You and DJ O like Kobe and Shaq, putting up numbers every night. Staying consistent, straight from the South, homeland of the cross burners. The educator will aware you at the false learners. Mentally preserved, pass the word. Magic Man will give you what you deserve. Hall of Famer, putting up numbers every night. Buying me the right from hearing your song on Captain D's night. Hall of Famer, like Tim Duncan, the master finally the teacher. Haters reaching, saying they won't be a believer. Hall of Famer Magic Man will forever be in the Raptors. 2020 vision with the Hall of Fame vision. Staying persistent. Thank you. That is all I have for you. Congrats, Magic Man, a.k.a. Anthony Felton. Congrats on all of your endeavors. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And I hope that you enjoyed this. Love you, Pop.
Amazing. Amazing words from the heart. Amazing. Oh, my God. They're all here. I want to present to you guys the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame 2020 Unanimous Broadcasting East Shrine East, Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man, Haru.
You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and grand architect of the universe, third generation from the land of Nuba. Ah, man, how do I even begin to address such the love and the energy that I have been feeling all the way up to this point? So let me try to be brief and very direct about my thank yous. First, as always, if anyone who ever tuned in to my We Will Aware You show, anyone who ever read any of the publications that I have posted for pretty much well over 35 years now, Lost Book of Hoonah, always say, all praise is due to all in all who've been all through all above and in compassion all. This has been over 35 interesting years. I won't use the term difficulty. I won't use the term good. And again, anyone who ever heard me speak or read any post I have ever did via social media, I have always described life as a roller coaster ride. So many twists and turns, ups and downs, changes and turnarounds. For now, with my thank yous. Besides giving, you know, the utmost respect to all in all, I have to acknowledge my long line of ancestry, all the way up to most recently. Who would ever thought that the only begotten son of a bare-knuckle prize fighter and a father, a retired Vietnam veteran who loves shooting those cannons, will be able to make it this far? Anyone who was there after June 13th, 1985, first received my calling. Originally, it was on a Thursday after 12:30 midnight. Okay, so a lot of people really comes to mind besides my parents that procreated me. I also have to acknowledge the only other brother of mine, son of my mother, and that's my brother Delroy. Think about my Aunt Pam, my uncle, Big Daddy, and so many other loved ones that I won't take time to name with this thank you. I also want to acknowledge my wife, who I have known, as she said, for over 23 years, you know, was based on friendship, real, real friendship. And I can't thank all in all enough, because the way that we rule and the way that we'll be able to get things back in order is when we are at one, right beside each other. So I can't thank you enough, Mrs. Felton, for taking time to allow your voice to be heard in saying such kind words. I know what you said is true and real, and I really, really appreciate it. Love you with the heart and soul of me. I also want to thank my soul brother. What can I say about the Lord and Master himself, ultraviolet man, Benjamin Ferguson? You and I go way back, too long to even begin to express, or for the average man to really, really comprehend just how far we asked to go back. So we try to make it recently. So thank you so much for just being an aid. Anyone who knows, I'd rather use the word aider opposed to helper. And that's where the name Ansar really, really, really come in at. And if you look the word Ansar, sometimes you will see religious connotations behind the word Ansar. And it's been translated many different ways. But I'm here to tell you, as you listen to the sound of my voice, that the word Ansar has more to do with coming to the aid of someone as an aider. And within aid, you hear the word healing. This is why I have been able to elevate and to be initiated, so I would be able to offer divine healing for not just myself, but as many people that I can come in contact with. I cannot even begin to accept this ward without me acknowledging my upline, my godfather, Illumine. You know, may the elders and the masters above and beyond be pleased with you, as I am also pleased with you for being my upline and aider to me. So many people to think when I come to mind. I also want to close by saying thank you so much to the mother of this company, the mother of our own Hall of Fame DJ, Olasky, for not only making contact with him to contact me, but also to have a direct contact with me directly. And I have said many times before, and if a lot of people listening tonight who have doubt about when things shut down and close on this side, that that's all over and done with. But I'm here to tell you, don't be fooled. Because if you listen to any of the advancements that I have gave, I have mentioned time and time again how she would appear in many different ways, not only to stimulate my mind and my spirit, and so much documented proof if you take time to listen to that. I also can accept this prestigious award by being entered into the Broadcast Hall of Fame without my supportive audience from the 77,000 of my opening night over 3 years ago, going into my fourth year, to my last courted record of 59 online championships with this great O&E dynasty. Thank you so much for every host that I'm also a part of that I thank the world of here at O&E Dynasty. I thank each and every one of you. To me, in my mind, from my point of view, each one of you are also a Hall of Famer. The last thing I want to say is thank you so much to Miss Antonia Betts, as well as some of the people who laid the foundation when it was only a thought, when it was only a dream with DJ Olasky, okay? It was only a dream and his partner that he had when it was just, I think he said it was 17 people who tuned in from that first night to all the many different hosts that came and helped or assisted with paving the way in order for us to be still standing here today. Thank each and every one of you, and I do proudly accept this as I move forward with my life as I get ready to take the show on the road. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Now we celebrate this gentleman who has become iconic with epic proportion, the first new O&E host to amass 21 all-time connection records in a linear year and 18 consecutive in a linear year. Through deep conviction and learning has gained a unique following around the alternative radio world, causing historic broadcasting leaps, including holding the greatest accomplishment in by network history, 27th all-time connection record, and the unprecedented 26th consecutive first all-time in category. From the office of Looking Glass Entertainment and Gozy Time Multimedia LLC, we bestow with all honor the O&E Linear New Host of the Year for 2020, Terry Strength. Now to present him in excellent prominence is the 2018 Linear New Host of the Year, Christine Jesus Powell.
Great love to everybody on this evening. Thank you all for joining the 2020 Linear. I got to give it away. The 2020 Linear New Host of the Year is Terrace Strength. Salute to you, my brother. And let me give my little speech here. First of all, God is good all the time. I want to give thanks to God for making all things possible for all of us, for even the breath that we breathe on this day. Great compassion and love and healing to all of you, including me. Terrace, I want to say to you, my brother, first of all, what you're doing is incredible. You're breaking chains. You're breaking generational curses. That's collectively, because I want to speak for my father right now. See, you have a voice, my brother. You have a voice for even my father who did not have a voice, my brother, in this time and that we are in. You have a voice that even young men that's not even 18 years old right now that have lost their lives that never had a voice. You are a voice for melanated men and then men all around this world. And I want to say thank you because it matters, because many of our people have been suppressed, even young males. Many of our adult males have been very, very suppressed on the inside and have been forced to not have a voice. So I want to say in honor to you, Terrace, thank you for having a voice, because your voice represents so many beloved souls, young males who are scared to talk, who are scared to express themselves, who don't have nobody to light that mantle, but you are that example on this planet. So I even say thank you, even being raised by a man by himself who just did not have a voice. I want to say thank you for having a voice, because your voice represents millions of voices, my brother. Thank you. God bless you, and I love you. Peace.
Wow, wow. And I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for those kind words. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing, because I can't do it right now. And I present to you the O&E Linear New Host
of the year, 2020, Mr. Terrence Strange.
Thank you. Thank you, Angela. Jesus, I just want to thank you for those kind, powerful words. You have no idea how you've inspired and impacted me. I'm trying to learn more about Atlantis right now because of you, so I want to thank you, my sister. Just want to say that. I just want to thank everyone from the Whitney family. You guys have given me tons of support. The leaders that have helped me, Huni, Jerry Pachito, and Brother O, cracking the whip when it's needed. I just want to say thank you to all of you. Angela, you've been great as a commissioner with your energy and your dedication. You have been a great asset to this organization. So I just want to thank all of you. I really love you all. I want to thank the people who supported me, my family, my friends who have been there on shows with me, and the O&E family. And I'm just trying to belong and fit in. And I just want to thank you guys for all the support that you've been giving me and that I'm sure you will continue to provide for me with this great network. And that's pretty much it. I hope I didn't leave anybody else out. If I did, consider yourself thanked.
Wow. Whew. This has been an amazing night. Amazing. I thank every person that has come on to present our recipients with your kind words. It has truly been appreciated because you don't know the dedication, the drive and determination that each of these hosts put on show after show. But I'm not going to prolong this because this is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting. Now, for the moment, we've all been waiting for the 2020 Anna Wydell Award for the host of the year for O&E Syndicated Station, presented to Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Guru. Now to present him into excellent prominence is Griffin Wydell and Edward Burke.
All right, guys, you're on the line now to present the Anna Wydell Host of the Year for 2020. Who wants to speak first, Griffin or Ed Burks?
I don't mind speaking first.
This is the son of Anna Wydell, y'all. Griffin Wydell, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I just want to say to everybody, you know, I'm sure everyone's doing amazing work, and I'm just really just proud of everyone, you know, for just continuing to just put out greatness, you know. So, yeah, that's really all I have to say. I know how much, you know, this entire community meant to my mother, so, you know, of course, I'll be here. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we love you. Angela and I both love you. We love both you and your brother, Sydney. It's always special for you to come on this radio to a person who is my friend. And we all miss her. And we honor her every single year, young man. We keep your mother's legacy alive and well. I want to thank you, Griffin. And now, a gentleman that doesn't need any introduction, Angela. One half of the legendary Soul Twins show here at O&E Dynasty, the wonderful and articulate Mr. Edward Burks. Edward, what do you have to say tonight on our winner, Mr. Huni Bakatun, that will be speaking shortly?
Yeah, my big respect to the man, you know. Let me put in something real fast about Anna real quick. You know, Anna and I, man, we come into the game, right, didn't know anything about the radio. And O helped us get to it, and we had great success here. And also, the other portion of that was Huni Bakatuni. The man called in every show, supported us, encouraged us in everything that we're going on in Babylon, man, everything we were about to do. So I just want to say to Huni, personally, man, that I got much love for you, man. Big respect to you. That's why I'm here, to honor you, me soul twin forever, Anna Waddell, me young brethren, Griffin Waddell, and his brother Sidney Waddell. Everybody love Anna. And so basically I want to say thank you, Hooney. Thank you all, the Damon Network and everything. So congratulations, me brother. It's well-deserving. Big respect.
And I present to you two-time award winner, Hooney Bakatoon, a.k.a. the Magic Man Aru.
Man, you know what, man? This cannot be – okay, let me hammer it this way, because you're talking about someone offering up a prayer. Let me give y'all some inside scoop about me. A lot of people don't realize that I pray constantly, y'all. Constantly. When I say nonstop, I have been praying for well over 35 years. For what people classified as miracles during biblical times, Quranic times, you know, even times before time began. What's happening tonight, and even all the way up to a point when I accepted not just the nomination, but to be able to be entered into such a prestigious hall, and I know there's some people I definitely want to openly acknowledge. And the Master Sound Healer, Anna Waddell, our ancestral angelic being, along with the other, my brother, the Master Sound Healer himself, Mr. Edward Burks. Let me start off by saying thank you so much, son of the Master Sound Healer, Anna Waddell. You just don't know the interactions that me and your mother had while she was here on this side. And I remember receiving a call, and you and I didn't talk directly, but me and your mom talked, and just like she was there for my son, Ruaki Daquan Shamel Felton, QTP, okay? And I told her that, so as long as I'm here, that's not a time that your sons can't call me or have access to me. You have my green line, right? And I never had a chance, you know, to actually meet you in person while she was here on this side. But, I can't thank her enough for her being who and what she is to so many people. The divine gift that she left a book that I encourage everyone who's listening to go out and purchase. She is not only a living legend, because, again, go back to some of the previous We Will Away You shows I say. When things shut down on this side, it's not over. And the words which our ancestral angel, the Master Sound Healer, Anna Waddell, put down is going to be here and it's going to outlast time as we know it. I can't thank her enough, half of the Soul Twins, Edward Burks, for bringing me on to give me not only a battle of my life, because we used to go at it, I think, up to about 16, 17 championships. We was going at it constantly. They would get a championship, and then I would turn around and get a championship, and it was like two rock and clock and robots, man. But it was all done in love, a friendly competition amongst fellow hosts, which is something that we're having even here today. Thank you so much as you continue to get your travel on, Master Sam Hiller, Anna Waddell. Thank you so much to my blood children, Ruaki. You know, you are nothing less than a part of a prophecy that was told to me 2 years prior before you incarnated to this side, along with your sister, Kiki Treniqua Felton, okay? I love all of my children, be it by blood or adopted, okay? I will do my best to not only continue to strive, but I want to move ourselves, our family, into a different direction where we're not just surviving, but we are also striving. We're really, really starting to live. Ever since, again, as I received my call in Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover for well over 35 years, there were certain people that I was foretold about, some mentioned by name and some not. And, again, I share these stories with you all because it's not – I don't take time to share this. There's a lot of times people think that in the religious sector that we speak about the things that took place anywhere from 6,000, 2,000, 1,500, 1,800, whatever. But these same things is happening today in real time. And it can happen in each and every one of our lives if you take time to open up and be that. My last thing I want to say to everyone that I ever came in contact with, everyone that's ever that been there for me, really, really been there for me, in the form of a relative, in the form of a real family member, in the form of a friend, which I dare not to say friend. I prefer to say family, such as two of my campaign managers, Ely Shaw, who is a proud Irish from Ireland heritage, as well as Jerry Petito, another friendly competition that we used to have, man. What y'all have just done for me tonight, there was only one other person that went double in one night, and it had none other to be than Jerry Petito, because not only did she get the Hall of Fame that year, but she also was voted in. So once again, you know, old Clubber Lane and old Rocco is tied 1-on-1. So now we got to break that tie. I love each and every one of y'all who tune in tonight. Thank you so much worldwide for everybody who is just hearing me for the very first time. Take time to go on YouTube. You can check out my interview, Huni Bakatun interview by WNT9 Radio. And you also become a subscriber with Sound Therapy with Magic Man Haru. End this by saying again, what can I say about the master sound therapist and the master sound healer himself, the Hall of Famer class of 2019, DJ Olasky, my brother, my real brother, real family member. I can't thank you enough for being a faithful son. I can't thank you enough for having faith in me. I can't thank you and your soul twin enough, even though when I went through a period of a drought for a while, and I'm talking about, that's right, the lifetime achiever, Miss Andrew Presley, Wonder Drake. What can I say about you but not only encouraging me, but you being that high example? For everybody that was nominated, from Miss Antonia Betts to one of the best that ever did it, to Mr. the Comet Terry Strength, to Jesus Powell, and each and every one of y'all, to some of the new hosts, and what can I even say about the will of God, who was only, not only touched me, but you are one of the few that actually have it, and you are one of the few me certain questions that I have been waiting for people to ask me for well over 35 years, because I'm at my best when people take time to question me out in the open like this, because, again, it's not so much about me. It's about each and every one of us. And as soon as each and one of us take time to take responsibility for our own lives and each other, we'll be able to turn things around regardless to how grim things look. My last humble advice is stop condemning our world to hell. Stop allowing evil to run rampant. We can take time to make change by changing our own world from the inside out. And we leave the evil deals no other choice. To the delegates who took time to cast their vote for me, I thank each and every one of you. Thank you so much, and faithfully you'll continue to listen to We Will Aware You as I do my best to provide me, along with DJ Olasky, providing the sound therapy interludes, of course, to provide you the best advancement that we possibly can do, and make way for the next advancement that's coming up on December 17th, 2020. That's on a Thursday at 9:30. I have a very special honored guest, Rabboni Yahshua Nun Zodak. And we are speaking about identify the elect. You definitely want to take time to tune into that while it's live and direct, or if not, take time to catch the archive. I thank the world of each and every one of you, and as always, I give thanks to all and all, within all, through all, above, and in comparison all. And on that note, I'm going to take time to yield. Thank you so much, each and every one of you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, in Gozi time.
Well, first of all, what a night. I want to be able to talk to each and every one of the wonderful honorees tonight. We end this show tonight after our commissioner's final words with a poem that was going to be presented to Honey Bakatun by Edward Burks. You know, the 2020 Anna Waddell Host of the Year. I'm proud of everybody on this network, the yeoman's work that we all put together. Sometimes I might be misunderstood, and that's fine. I really don't, you know, that's how it is. But I know greatness when I hear it. And each one of our hosts are fabulous indeed. And all the hosts right now and all the listeners right now, we are family. We're only strong. And let's go ahead to the callers, shall we? But before we do that, I'm going to talk to my Wonder Twin tonight. The 2020 International Inlet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever. The Wonder Twin that always gets it in. Miss Andrea Presley. Andrea, how are you tonight?
I am doing well.
Well, first of all, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Everybody don't know that I'm a Wonder Twin, but I'm not going to tell you the show. But you know, we're Wonder Twins. We activate and to see
yes,
you win something like this, and to be able to be honored with the Governor's Award, in the International Net Radio Hall of Fame, your 71 all-time connection records, you know, your constant journalistic prowess and understanding topics and making people come out of their shells, you know, forcing them to understand your vision. You're wonderful. You're absolutely wonderful. And if anybody deserves the things that you have accomplished, it is you, a person that survived Graves' disease. It should have been gone, guys, but she and God said no. A person that did not believe that she could be a radio host. Now it's a lifetime achiever of it. Andrea, any words tonight on this wonderful, wonderful occasion, the third annual Only Honors presented by Looking Glass Entertainment?
Yes, I am truly honored and privileged to accept this award. And also I am like humbled at the same time. You know, Brother O and I go back a number of years, and I did not see myself at this point. It's so amazing. But I truly thank God for the opportunity that was given to me, and the fact that I did accept it, you know, and try to run with it. And it was a beautiful thing. It's broadcasting is very beautiful. It's a nice thing. It's a good thing. It reaches a lot of people, and you never know how you affect people and life.
Yes.
When you're coming
yes.
on the air. Somebody could be having a bad day, you know what I mean, and everything like that. And I also wanted to thank all of our hosts who was on the panel tonight, who has received the award. Everyone, the whole network of us, everyone deserves an award. Everyone is, you know, great on this network. But I also wanted to thank, you know, starting with Antonia Batts, who has laid the foundation going back, like, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago. She has been, you know, very dedicated to us as well. And she is a true example that I look up to as well, because she was there even before I was. And to Hootie, what an honor, what a privilege to actually get 2 awards tonight is an awesome thing, especially getting the Anna Waddell Award. That means even more. You have been such a great anchor in this network, and you truly deserve everything that is coming your way. And, you know, your accolades and everything like that, you are truly in, you know, deserving of that. To the host of the year, you deserve everything. You know, thank God for you and the work and the body that you, you know, body of work that you presented. I'm hoping I'm not leaving anyone else out, but I'm just want to say thank you to everyone out there that's listening, hosts, listeners, everyone. Thank you.
All right. The 2020 Lifetime Achievement Award winner of the International Radio Hall of Fame, and also remember the 2018 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining, Miss Andrea Presley. Tonight we go right to a young man that has achieved the greatest records in O&E history. 27 all-time connection records, 26 consecutive. You know, a person told me they had a side bet. They already, you know, of the two people that they picked, one already lost. So, you know, I don't know. But congratulations to Tara Strength tonight, the linear new host of the year to 2020. Tara, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm honored. I'm honored and humbled by this award. I want to thank you guys for all the support. I want to thank you for your leadership. And as I said before, Hooney, Jerry Petito, and the other great hosts that we have on this network. And I'm just humbled to achieve it. I didn't see myself in this situation. You know, I talk to you, Brother Oa. I'm always telling you I still don't know what I'm doing, and you just laugh at me. But, you know, my goal is to try to get better and to try to live up to the standards of this great network.
Well, we want to thank you tonight for what you have done for yourself as a broadcaster and the legacy of O-N-E Dynasty. And now, what more can I say to a man that has accomplished two things tonight? The first thing I want to go into is the Anna Waddell Award for O&E Syndicated Station Host of the Year. He's the first broadcaster to win it twice. He won it in 2018 and this year as well. And most importantly, he's recognized worldwide as the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining the Magic Man Haru himself. Mr. Hooney Bop-Atun. How are you, sir? And welcome to greatness. Congratulations.
Well, I'm still elated. I'm beaming, you know, just trying to get right back down here to earth, you know, the type of love and respect and honor that I have received so far, and just hearing your tone of voice that was always there. You know, so many miracles, and, again, you're part of a prophecy for lack of a better word. I was told about you and the coming of you, but you won't mention by name, but trust me, I was told I would know certain people when the time comes, and you're definitely one of them.
I never thought that, you know, you would out-talk Jerry Petito and Andre Presley and Angela Thomas-Smith. Now, Hooney Bop-Atun now is the king of talking the country mile. What a show tonight. I loved it. you are just excited tonight, and you should be. You know, all the hard, I need to cut you off because I have to. All the hard work and the things you went through this year, this was your most trying broadcasting year, and you shine like pure gold. I'm proud of you. Congratulations, and welcome to the hall.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, everyone.
We go to the callers now. I know the call's been waiting. First call on the line right now, this is Only Honest, presented by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tell me who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, I know this is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Why don't you introduce yourself at this time?
Home of the Pittsburgh Steelers, it is me, your girl E. Davis. My show is Sickly Business with E. And I am at 9:20 because I wanted to celebrate with everyone tonight and to congratulate my brother Henry. Congratulations also to the other Hall of Famers, and you guys deserve it. You guys inspire me to go harder, to go deeper, and to put out more content. Thank you so much for being the top radio show host of this year of 2020.
And we thank you so much tonight. What a wonderful honor to have a person who has an outstanding business, and she always comes to the table of her show, Strictly Business. Thank you so much, D. Davis. And now, the next caller. 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining, who I named the Jersey Jewel, a person who continues her excellence, just like Andrea Presley, being outstanding stewards of the hall. Her name is Geraldine Petito. Good evening, Ford from New York, as you are. Welcome to On the Honors.
Hey, everybody. So, you know I say it best in poetry, right? So
yes, indeed.
This is for everyone tonight. I titled it Third O&E Honors. As O&E has celebrated broadcasting almost 8 years, lots of joyous times, but also lots of tears. Brother O and I got inducted in Hall of Fame of last year. Host of the Year I also won, voted by my peers. Although it was an honor, it brought a smile and a tear. This award was named after a lady with no fear. This award was the first for the host to receive in honor of an angel I was honored to achieve. The Anna Waddell Award, forever cherished by me, I proudly display it for all the world to see. I'm up for it this year, too, although honored once more. Huni Bakatun has received it. From the heavens, it will soar. Congratulations, my friend. Well-deserved, it's true. Anna Waddell is smiling and waving down to you. Tonight we will honor one of O&E's best. Suddenly she left us with God. She'd now rest. Anna Waddell wears a crown in heaven and forever with us, a legendary broadcaster who never made a fuss. O&E will forever yearly honor a host with Host of the Year in her name as we toast. This angel left her mark. Anna Waddell is the name played on the wall now in heaven's Hall of Fame. 2018 Broadcasting Enshrinee, International Hall of Fame, Ms. Andrea Presley. Another award is given. 2020 is the year. Lifetime achievement to Andrea brought a tear. Terris Strength, our brother, Linear, new host of the year. Terris, my friend, you brought it. On your wall hangs this premiere. Last but not least is a cliche, to usually honor the best. O&E honors one of our own who truly outshined the rest. Huni Bakatun is who I'm speaking of. 2020 Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, international radio host, made his mark for the world to see. Huni, my brother, you did it, an honor that we now share. Always look up, my brother, while holding the badge you wear. I must give honor where honor is due to a host who served for our land. Ms. Antonia Batts was nominated, but enshrinement slipped from her hand. Antonia, my friend, please know this, a winner and a hero you are. One day it will surely happen, but to O&E, you're already a star. Congratulations to all for being honored tonight. A shout out to Brother O, making sure it's done right. That's for all of you. Love you guys. So cool.
The Jersey Jewel. The 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee. Wonderful, wonderful person. And we go to the lines again. So a person that I believe, hopefully, will be the 2021 nominee for the Hall of Fame. This young lady was a finalist for the Anna Waddell Award, and she now covers 33 all-time connection records. The wonderful, outstanding, abrasive, and in-your-face host, Sister Bessie DeTruta from the front porch. Sister Bessie, how are you
today? All right. Hi, everyone. Peace and blessings to everyone. I just want to thank, I would like to congratulate all winners of all the awards from this podcast and what we do on a consistent basis. You've all paid the dues. Congratulations. All of you are great in my eyes. To Brother Huni, I have that Hall of Fame pin, and you will receive it in the mail. And to Terrence, I've always told you, if I had a son, he would be just like you. And to everyone else, congratulations, and thank you for allowing me to speak my piece. Congratulations, all of you.
Well, Bessie, I'll say this to you right now, what you have done and what you've done for the world and being fearless. You know, this is a woman that puts her life on the line, you know, and doesn't care. And, you know, I do believe, hopefully, you know, that you will be one of the ones next year to be a nominee for the Hall of Fame. You are outstandingly great, and I love you.
Love you, too. Love you all.
The next caller is a woman that follows in the footsteps of Antonia Bass, and she's her own outstanding anchor. The intern for Newsform right here at ONE, the wonderful and our first Hispanic host of our network, Ms. Chinchilla Josie. How are you tonight, Chinchilla?
I'm great. How are you?
We're ecstatic and elated for the greatness of ONE.
Okay. Yeah, I am so excited. It was an awesome night. I enjoyed listening and everything. I was multitasking on a Zoom meeting. But I just want to get on here and congratulate all of the award recipients tonight and also all the nominees. It was just great. And listening to those that received, you know, their honors tonight, listening to their speeches, you all were just wonderful. And I can't wait to hear your shows and everything, since I'm new on this broadcast network. But I feel like family, so I've heard quite a few of your shows already, so I can't wait to tune in to hear the rest of you guys. And again, congratulations. I just wanted to get on here and give my congrats to all of you. And Huni Bakatun, thank you so much. I just love your show. I love you, and I love all y'all. All y'all that received awards tonight, and keep up the great work and keep that energy going, and so we can keep making it go around the world. So congratulations again, guys. Got to get off because I got to get on to this live Facebook pandemic 2020 thing now. All right, but congrats again. But you
this young lady works. I mean, she works hard all the time. You know, outstanding news anchor. Still, you know, actually, she's a new host. So, you know, congratulations to her, you know, passing her first two internships, and it's a wonderful thing to have someone give us the news on a constant basis every single week. Also, a shout-out to Derek, to Coach Gibson, our sports director, who gives it to us also every single week. ONE Dynasty is fantastic. The legacy continues. And now we give you a person who is a part of a legend, dedicating her life to one issue, and that's domestic violence. Someone that loves both, you know, all Andrea, Terrace, and our Hall of Famer and overall host of the year, the wonderful Sharice Lee of the Sharice Lee Program. How are you tonight?
Yes, I'm doing well. How is everyone? I just wanted to call
less
in.
Less than highly favored.
Yes. That's wonderful. I just wanted to call in and to give everyone a warm congratulations on receiving this honorary award, and to thank you for your hard work and your dedication that you put into every single show that you give. Every single show that you give, you always present it like it's your last show, and you just, each and every one of you, you all deserve, you know, this platform and this award on this evening. And I want to say thank you for your talents and your prosperity and your gifts. And thank you for sharing all of those talents with us. And congratulations.
Thank you, Sharice. And now, before I get the mic back to this wonderful person, there will be no advertising tonight because this is an Iron Show. It's not about us. It's about them. And I just want to, and like I said, we're going to be you know, really, really blessed to hear the works of Edward Burks. For this night, he should be the last one to take us home. He was the friend of Anna Waddell. The Soul Twins will always be a marker of greatness on this network. I always say that I'd rather have Anna back than to name an award after her. My heart aches for her now. It always will. I have not gotten over it, but we will honor her until every last breath leaves my body. Tonight we have a young lady that has astounded us. She is the epitome of greatness. Our commissioner, the youngest commissioner in our network's history, the fastest to receive tenure in that, you know, capacity. This young lady's only been with us since April. And she is a workaholic, a person that wants to be great. She dares to be better than yesterday. And we're proud of her here at ONE. Now, I give you the third commissioner in our wonderful dynasty's history, Miss Angela Thomas Smith, with her final words, and after her final words, a poem by Edward Burks, and then we go home. I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Deli Malewa goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio. They support us on a constant basis tonight. Congratulations to the Lifetime Achiever and International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Ms. Andrea Preston. Congratulations to Tara Strimp, being our linear new host of the year for 2020. And then congratulations to the 2020 Anna Waddell Host of the Year, as well as the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for this class unanimously of 2020. And now, back into the most capable hands of our commissioner of the bi-networks of Damon Network and Beverly Nation. Damon speaks and Damon looks. The outstanding and wonderful Angela Thomas Smith.
Wow. First, I want to thank you for all that you do. I want to thank you for the vision of this network, because none of this would be possible if you've not taken the leap of faith and step out and walk in faith. So I thank you for doing that. But I also want to thank you for keeping Anna's memory alive, because I didn't have the opportunity of meeting her. But I feel like y'all just don't understand. Like, for the last couple of days, something just hadn't been right with my spirit, and it ain't been setting right with me, but it's been a good, and today it's been unusual. But I can feel her spirit all in the room with me. I got a little nervous right before I went live, and my heart started beating really, really fast. And it's like a calmness came over me. It's like I just heard a calm voice say, everything you need is in you. And I thought about everything that me and Brother O had worked on this week. Because if you listen to my show, you know I'm a perfectionist, and I want things to be perfect. And I wanted to make sure that I honored Anna on tonight. And I hope that she's pleased. I want to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to do just this. I thank Brother O for this platform. I want to thank all those that support us on a constant basis, because we wouldn't be able to do what we do without you guys. I thank God for this platform so that we are allowed to be who we are and we can share, because we all have different walks, we all have different visions, we all have different things. But I thank you, and I'm not gonna overshadow this night. Edward, you can come forth with your poem. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we wanted to dedicate this here poem to two people then. The man called Humi Bakatoon and his soul twin, Anna Waddell. Big respect, one love. What is this existence? The mysteries of the night. Is death simply an illusion? Will death be the end of life? Will our energy live forever? Will a new order enlighten our vibe? Will we elevate to a higher dimension? Will we expand our minds? Thoughts are deep as the ocean, as vast as the Caribbean Sea. For I and thy mind were searching for answers. I and thy mind spiritually found me. So much as well I don't understand what mostly lies, what I experience in this old world, then prepare me for the afterlife. With the existence we're living, after death, will our soul survive? After death, will our intellect be enlightened? After death, will there be life? Where is this thing called enlightenment? Where is the meaning of all life? Is it an ancient text in Egypt? The text that explained the light. What is this mortal existence? It's this existence called life. Will we reach a higher level? Will we ever understand the light? Will we be spiritually enlightened? Learn to live from my life. Will become our brother's keeper. Experience life, sweet ecstasy. Will we understand the Alpha and the Omega? Will we understand the beginning and the end? Will we understand the mystery of distance, the beauty of the Amen? In the spiritual life, eternal mind, what would life, an illusion or dream? Are we really flesh and blood, or just hateful human beings? Will Jah Jah elevate our minds up? Will Jah name still be praised? Will enlightenment bring us peace of mind? Will love to the very base? Amen. In peace.
Tonight has been historic because we go back to where our strength lies. And that's our history, the wonderful history of Ooni Dynasty, the reason why we're outstanding, the reason why we're fantastic, is because we honor our host. No other internet radio network does this. You know why? Do they really care about their host? We do here at Ooni Dynasty. And we're proud tonight to give you that presentation of the third annual Ooni Honors presented by Looking Glass Entertainment. And what more can we say? People don't want to speak tonight. Please press one. Come on and talk about this tonight. The first person that we're going to bring on tonight is a man of excellence. Since that time, this man has garnered 72 Ooni syndicated stations all-time connection records. A person of historic proportion and importance, not just to Ooni, but around the world. He was honored last year, and he will love to speak tonight. And again, the two-time Anna Waddell Award winner, host of the year at Ooni Syndicated Stations, and most importantly, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, the outstanding Magic Man Haru, Ooni Bakatun.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. You now listen to the tone of voice of the only man in Ooni history who gave the longest enshrinement speech of Ooni dynasty history. How about that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my
you not only talked a country mile, but you talked a real mile, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Hall of Fame 2 times, I tell you, man.
Listen. How you feel about that night, you know, almost a year ago on December 1st, and you get a chance to hear this tonight and have the opportunity to maybe go in again as an Anna Waddell Award winner for 2021. To honor Andre Presley, to go into the hall as a lifetime achiever, the outstanding performances of Terrence Strength and what he did in 2020, it'll go down in history. And then you, okay, going in as a Hall of Fame enshrinee. The mic is yours.
You know, just to even be nominated, I mean, you know, for me to have achieved what I have achieved so far, like I say, for well over 36 years, this has been, you know, it was no walk in the park, I tell you that. And since I've been here, going into 5 years of Ooni Dynasty, you know, doing my best to offer the best advancements I possibly can. You know, the power of being nominated, that's what I want us to really, really zone in on. Not only is it a badge of honor, that nomination ain't no joke, trust me. You know, I just give thanks for me to be able to be a part of one of the greatest networks of our time. And, you know, I have always said, that's something that we have been needing for such a long time. So I give thanks all in all for not only you and Ricky R. Jones and, you know, of course your mother. I can't even end this without acknowledging that, you know, because again, when a lot of people, you know, doubt that when we disconnect to this side, they think it's all over, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And you're living proof by bringing me on and you being obedient son, you know. I just feel for the people who have yet to have that personal experience, and I'm looking forward to this year's to see what's going to happen, okay? Love you.
Well, first of all, I want to say this to you. You know, one of the greatest experiences of being a CEO of a network is to see greatness. Everybody doesn't understand that. They don't get what Orny Dynasty brings to the table, and that's okay. But the key is that there are people that are going to come, and you never know the next person. Anyone that's a listener tonight that are hosts know that situation. You replace someone that did not understand it. How about that, Honey Bakatoon? You replace someone that didn't understand the privilege, and it's the greatest gift in the world to allow that privilege to happen. You're talking to a man that has been outstanding and astounding in all alternative radio broadcasting prowesses. A man that has given his heart and soul to radio. His name is Honey Bakatoon. Do you know who he is? Let me tell you who he is. The 2018 and 2020 only syndicated station host of the year with the outstanding marker of the Indiana Waddell Award winner for excellence. But most importantly, he is the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, something that is outstanding and no one can ever take it away. He talked about the premise of being a nominee. We've been blessed to have everyone that has gone to the Hall of Fame. We were a nominee first. Shouts and honors to Antonia Batts and Sister Bessie the Truther. 2020 and 2021 nominees for that hall. And one day, that call will come, and I will say a job well done, and welcome to the hall. All folks out there, I know you're listening. Press 1. You know, we're going to give you a chance to press 1. And, you know, Honey Bakatoon is my friend. He's my brother. You know, from the same spiritual mother. How about that, Honey Bakatoon? From the same spiritual mother, but two different natural mothers. And I love you very, very much, man. And your acceptance last year is a testament to greatness. How do you feel about that?
I feel blessed, honored, and highly favored. Thank you so much.
And we're going to give some people time to come on, and we have one more person. And first of all, not just one, but come on and talk. We see you in our queues. Speak about what you heard tonight. This young lady is about to come on this radio network, and I'm going to keep you on, Honey Bakatoon. It's going to be a forum. Has been our most tendered host here at Orny Dynasty, a charter of this outstanding performances of alternative radio. 30 all-time connection records. And the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting hopefully, right, one day. But last year she was a nominee. And I believe in her so much. Her name is Antonia Batts. Antonia, the mic is yours.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the invite. And I just want to say thank you very much, everyone, for your kind words. And Brother Hooney, maybe you overdone it with the praise, but I'm joking about that. But, you know, you meant well. And I will say that I took it as a sincere opportunity to make sure that I appreciate you appreciating me. So that's a wonderful thing to hear. And all you wonderful people out there who are co-hosts, I tell you, you really brought probably a lot of love and delight to the ears of people who never knew what it was like to be able to have such entertainment, considering that visuals are normally the dominant force at one time. Never thought that everybody out there who would hear about podcasts would have to revert back to the days of radio like it was maybe approximately, I guess, a century ago almost. So it's nice to know that, you know, you all appreciate, you know, the people that were nominated and elected. So congratulations. And Mahuni Bakatun, twice. I know you're just as elated as you could be. I hope your wife enjoys the praise, and I'm sure she does, and your children. And so I just wanted to say I really, you know, thank you very, very much. And Ed, I just want to let you know, when I made a poem in honor of Anna Waddell, I didn't leave you out with the intention of not considering the fact that you two were a pair, you two were a duo, you know, a force to be reckoned with. But I will say one thing about you. You have such a sentimental love for Anna, and Anna was just that type of person that brings the love, too. And so I can see where you definitely deserve the praises that a lot of us have been getting all along, and I'm glad you were not forgotten to be invited to tonight's event. So with that being said, you know, I love you all back, believe it or not. I just don't appear to because I don't have the time on my hands like some people may think to tell you all, you know, how I really view you, especially as individuals.
Wow.
So I appreciate it. And thank you very much for making podcasts being available to us all, you know, because after all, if we weren't for Ngozi, we will have to say that
thank you, Tony.
You all out there, millions of people, just don't know. He really brought a lot of delight to a lot of people's lives, homes, possible careers, and so on and so forth.
Tony, you know, it's crazy you said that because now it's time for Hooney to personally say how he feels about you and your work at Oni Dynasty. Hooney Bakatun?
Wow. First of all, I want to say I love you. Thank you so much for being everything that you are and all that you have contributed and all that you continue to contribute to O&E Dynasty and the rest of our world. The great thing about what we are in, Miss Antonia, with the digital age in which we're in, the thing about that, a lot of files is lost, especially when you spoke about a half a century or a century ago. A lot of those was gone, but thanks to the digital age, it's going to outlast us. So by you being here and by you being one of the building blocks of the greatest networks of our time, I just take a bow to you as I always do with the utmost love and respect, okay?
Thank you.
And one more thing we'll say that hasn't already been said, you know, enshrining and a nominee on this Hall of Night. There's one person that was part of that night last year. I want him to speak tonight, if he can. The 2020 Sonya Griffin Award winning linear new host of Mr. Clarence Strimp, are you available?
I'm here.
Hey, man, you know, how do you feel about last year and that outstanding performance at the third annual honors at O&E?
It was incredible. You know, of course, it was all new for me to experience that. But it was incredible. Tony Bacatoon, you know, he was doing his thing, and it was well deserved. And I was just honored and happy to be a part of it. You know, it was like I said, it was an outstanding event. It was all new, and it was just something, a sight, you know, an audio sight to behold. To hear all these great hosts get nominated and be appreciated on a night like that for their work and being, you know, being commended for the effort and work that they've shown. And so I'm sure to a lot of the newer hosts that were coming on, they had shoes to fill and something to look forward to, and it's all very exciting. So yeah, it was a blast, absolutely.
Well, we thank you for being a part of excellence and greatness. And, you know, like I said to Sister Bessie the Truther last year, you know, we look for you to be part of that nomination next year in April. And what more can we say tonight that hasn't already been said? It's a part of our legacy, guys. Oneonas is fantastic. And join us on Tuesday for our outstanding 4th annual Honors at ONE, presented by Progressive Insurance and Looking Glass Entertainment. We thank you all, and good night.